Thank you for the pause.
Think back to how you felt when you began to get sick. Think about how you feel when you begin to get the flu. Very frequently, when you are healing, you're going to go through the same symptoms. And this is why, with the injectable, sometimes you get a crisis. And sometimes it can be very severe. Little Tyler gets he's very, very susceptible to ear infections. We must watch it closely. Once the damage is done to the ears, then hearing is very hard to perfect again. Sometimes that's going to require drainage. Don't be afraid of the legitimate medical steps that can assist. And once you have an ongoing systemic damaged system, systemically damaged system, it's going to have to reverse itself. And the damaged cellular material is going to have to be washed out. And you're still going to have some residual cellular problems. And depending on what kind of carcinoma you have, you're going to have lymph system involvement, circulatory system involvement, blood involvement, joint involvement. When you are dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, you are dealing with an organism. And it's an anaerobic organism that if you can get oxygen to it through hydrogen peroxide or something, you're going to begin to knock it out. You're not ever going to knock it out, however, unless it has the addition of zinc. Now, this is going to sound crazy. Because what do you have with a virus? You have an encapsulated little system that is held together by one zinc molecule. Well, why in the world would you want more zinc? Zinc is one of the most curative one mineral agents that you can put in your body. And you see, don't go with a nonsensical thing, well, I don't want any more zinc because obviously we want to get rid of this virus, especially HIV. And Gondriana can come right in and take out that zinc molecule in a blink of an eye. Well, I don't want to then, you know, supposing all my immune system is held together with a zinc molecule and you're going to wipe it out now. Doesn't work that way. Because the virus shouldn't have been there in the first place. And Gondriana will program itself and go directly to the heart of the problem. Where do you start to kill a virus? You take out the zinc that holds the capstone on. And slowly it will just disintegrate itself. You're going to have other problems. This coccidioides, it is the valley fever that's coming on to you. You see, it has a string, a little wavy string of particles. There's one live one, one dead one, one live one, one dead one, one live one, one dead one, and so forth. Why? So that when it multiplies, the live one breaks off from either side. Half of each dead cell clings to either live one, and now you've got wings to travel. Each one of these invaders are handled differently, and it must mean that your immune system has to come back into operation. And some of these things that legitimately are specific will help you. So always go within self, listen to self. If you would know Bernie in an instant, if that was not helping you, and you'd find an excuse to not be over there. You were seriously ill. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. You were seriously ill. I also feel comfortable in telling you were. You're not going to get out so easy now. Lydia, someone tell me Lydia is not dead.
No, she's not.
How long has it been since they told her 3 weeks at the most?
3 weeks.
No, it's been much longer.
Has it really?
Oh, yes. Not only is she not dead, I believe that she's out of the hospital. Does that mean she is totally well? No. At the very best, she has one whole lung cavity still trying to reclaim itself, and all of that has to be gotten out of the system. At best. And so it goes back to Giandriana. Once you have established and gotten into a healthy state, Giandriana can act very much like an antibiotic, in the sense it doesn't go in there and do anything to, you know, the mouth that's got bacteria in it. You're not going to take an omelet plate and pour a little Giandriana and it's going to kill everything on there. Not going to do anything. If anything, it might help it multiply for a while. But once your system comes up, you hit an oncoming assault. And boy, it will tweak up your immune system instantly. And it will instantly take that Giandriana and put it to work. And you're going to witness what will appear to be a miracle. Just like an antibiotic. Or you will take Tyler. He can get some antibiotic into him and he will have almost immediate response. Because the antibiotic itself will go directly now to fight the invader, instead of having to fight all of that has incapacitated the body. Healing is a very, very interesting thing. And faith healing is even more remarkably interesting and sometimes does happen. Unfortunately, it takes a while to reverse illness. And I take exception to the ones who just go out there and, you know, take the anointing. Now get up and walk. I have to be very, very concerned. And some of you will have witnessed this. Some of those evangelists really make some errors. They will anoint somebody and say, all right, no more kidney problems. Only they didn't bother to find out there were no kidneys. They'd been removed. And anyone with removed kidneys are not going to grow them on the spot. And if you take away hemodialysis or your program of curative medicine, they're going to die. That's just flat the way it is. Wisdom. and understand that things can be rapid, but most often they're a little bit slow. Anyone else want to share?
Well, you didn't explain why the body uses zinc, you know, when you're...
It's just one out of your better...
Well, you said that it was illogical to take zinc and the guy under...
All right, I remember where I was headed. I wanted to make a statement about arthritis.
Yeah.
One of the most healing substances for arthritis is to some way oxygenate, which is hydrogen peroxide, is just fine. Add zinc. Zinc goes directly to the joints and will work its way in. And it is a major component of fascia that covers, you know, fascia covers your joints. And once with the Giandrana, for instance, you can carry the oxygen molecule and it will go immediately through that membrane. This is what we're dealing with Giandrana. Programmed properly, it is like adding an ice cube to water and it'll just melt and integrate. And it will carry with it those substances.
Commander, one quick thing about Giandrana. I've been adding it to my distilled water, and consequently I freeze that to make ice cubes, and I didn't know if that would hurt it or what.
No.
Okay.
No. Temperatures of that sort will just keep it from going all over. Deep freezing, it will not hurt it. Actually, you can heat it to pretty good temperature too, and it will dehydrate it and it will make it go dormant. You're going to kill a lot of the cells in or you will think they're dead, but they will go dormant.
Another question to Steve. Tell us about that Zone 10 thing that you mentioned in your writing.
I probably won't need the microphone. I think my... can everybody hear me?
No, the problem is it is not going under the tape.
I don't know if all of you in this room are familiar with the 10 federal regions that were set up by presidential order in 19... Okay. When I came back from that chance encounter, I looked up on the federal region map and I realized that California, Nevada, and several of the states around this area are actually considered to be Zone 9. Now, I don't know if it was through her error that she called it Zone 10?
No.
Or for some other reason, maybe their way of zoning America is different
yes.
than our way of zoning
yes.
America. She didn't make a distinction, and I did not want to reveal to her that I understood what the 10 federal regions or the 10 zones really were. I felt that by not revealing my knowledge to her, I could then get her to reveal more of what I needed to hear.
You heard what you needed to hear. You may not understand it.
I understood it. Thank you.
Anyone else want to interrogate him? We like to put our guests on the spot. By the way, you get to be a guest once. I think, though, one of the most glorious things, just going from absolutely into sublimity, I think you ladies can actually have a potluck supper in here.
I'll leave the men out.
Good idea. Get more men.
It's nice to be able to have a space where you can consider some social and gatherings and things also.
Have a dance.
When's our first one?
You name it.
Saturday night.
I recommend we have Elko's spaghetti.
Well, don't recommend that Dorma fix the recipe.
Gaia sauce.
That's right.
I'll take the sauce.
Thank you for the new space.
Really?
Yes. Well, unfortunately for me, you can't thank me. And like I say, for the ones who made it possible, they can't hold on very long either, but they're willing to sponsor the upstart. So it behooves us to keep our little you-know-what in gear and moving. Because until the situation with George Green is settled down, there just cannot be very much coming from the Institute. It just has to be held that way. That's for security and safety and plain old legal intelligence. Let's keep it sound. It is sound, and let's keep it that way. And if that means we have to postpone some things, we'll count our blessings as we go along. Just know that overall, the troops are forming and we're going to start marching. And let's enjoy each little step that we can make to its fullest. Everything so far has been for the overall. And it served its purpose. We don't look back with regrets at anything, even the things that appear to be negative. Some of the things that appear to be the very most negative are really the most effective in moving us ahead. Not the least of which is, I want you to know, I was not joshing when I wrote it. Contact is the most read bulletin in your nation. That doesn't mean it's reflected in your subscriptions, but I want to tell you, Tuesdays are the most interesting day of my existence. And you would be amazed at what is being paid to get those copies of that paper delivered to various and sundry places in short order. I'll tell you, it's interesting to note that you've even had contacts on board the SR-71 Blackbird zooming around. Michael will find that one interesting. Anything else without getting us in worse trouble? Are we going to be able to do something about John while we're all here? And who all now has been kicked out? Okay.
We're working on it.
Thank you all for coming. Lori, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And we appreciate the new friends.
Thank you very much.
I have a book here that the third fellow that was supposed to come and couldn't come wrote. And Bill says that George Green tried to hustle it off, Jeff. But I'll give it to EJ. I think I'm very, kind of very interested in about, interesting about AIDS.
Very good. Nora. Appreciation is not a good enough word I would like to express on behalf of Dharma. She has not read yet any book that she has written other than Sipapu. And she has read your book twice. These are the confirmations that your ones need. Let's just keep going. I don't feel that I can corner or hoard your services because too much depends on people getting truth. I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing.
Before we terminate, Soltec has a short message, and I believe Brent could read it for us. Would that be all right?
Very good.
This is from Soltec, Saturday, October 16th, 1993, Record 1. Greetings, child. Tony is Soltec present. In and with the light of Holy God. We shall get to the earth changes report shortly. However, there is one situation which we shall address here and now. Translating for me is only a small portion of your tasks. The love and concern for those who come to you has always been and always shall be your primary task. For you have caused many to examine their personal relationship with your Creator in a new light. And that, after all, child, is the goal of this entire mission. So just because we have not sat to write recently, do not be concerned that you are not fulfilling your role, for you have been very busy about your Father's work. So rest in peace, knowing you have nothing which requires guilt. Guilt is not from God, child. That is strictly a diversion of the enemy, utilized to stagnate and immobilize. Get rid of it and move forward. Now we shall address your ever-changing world. Earthquakes are occurring in nearly every corner of your globe, from Japan to Guatemala, from Poland to California, and numerous points in the Pacific Ocean. Japan has again a new round of seismic activity, as does New Guinea and the Philippine Islands. Alaska and California have experienced several small shakers, and South America is active in Peru and Colombia. What shall I say about these events? I shall simply reiterate that which I have been telling you from the onset. These events are going to continue until the planet has once again attained its natural balance. For it is so out of its natural state of order that unless this type of activity takes place, the planet itself would cease in ability to support any life. Yes, many of these events were initiated by man's tampering, both accidental and purposeful. With the natural order of the planet, however, much of that which you see occurring is a result of the Earth's response to that tampering. The large earthquakes which occurred in China were completely man-made, as your madmen carry out their stupid games of world domination. They believe themselves to be in complete control, but they greatly underestimate the ability and omnipotence of God. Creation shall always seek order and balance, and those that do not conform to same shall simply suffer the consequences of their own foolishness. I have written in the past the islands of Japan were going to suffer greatly in the anticipated coming changes. and that has not changed. These little land masses are severely fractured and faulted now beyond ability to continue to hold together through much more shaking. Again, this past week, there was another earthquake, magnitude 6.5, located south of Honshu, with damage and injury in Tokyo. This is the same area which has been experiencing seismic activity for the past several months. The stresses and pressures have not relieved sufficiently to bring calm to this area, so it is not over yet by a long shot. So long as that Pacific plate continues its massive movements, there is going to be continued earthquake activity in Japan, the Philippines, North and South America, and all the little island areas within the Pacific Ocean. The three large quakes in New Guinea caused not only loss of life and property from the shaking, but also from the large landslides. Again, this is due to the massive movements below the surface within the Pacific plate. The renewed round of underground nuclear testing has been factored into the equation, which means that yet more earthquake activity will occur as a result. Your governments would have you believe that these little exercises do nothing to upset the delicate balances, but you have only to look at the historical data to draw your own conclusions. When China exploded that little bomb below the surface last week, a 5.9 earthquake resulted. When they set off that little explosion in Nevada last month, a 4.1 earthquake resulted. Be reasonable, Chilas. Use the minds that you were born with to reason these things out for selves, for you certainly are not going to get it from your controlled media. You will also not be told about 90% of all the earthquakes which take place upon your planet. If the news does not fit within the present agendas, it simply will not be reported. So it is important that you have alternate sources of information if you intend to be fully informed. Even that which is reported is so slanted and colored that in most cases you can take what you hear and reverse it a full 180 degrees, and then you might get a portion of truth. But to swallow everything they are throwing at you will be a bitter pill indeed. Oh, that which we give you is not sweet in the mouth either? Well, look at it this way. At least it will not cause you illness or death. The truth is not always the easiest to digest, but it will be the healthiest for you in the long run. You are standing at the doorway of massive changes, Chilas, and you have but to look upon that which is happening daily to verify. Your work is progressing, though it may appear to you that many steps backward for each one you take forward. In the world in which you live, the goodness is difficult to accomplish, for you have enemies at every turn, many of which are very near. However, the tasks shall be accomplished within the proper time frame, regardless of how it may appear at the moment. Command is efforting and working at many levels to clear the pathway, and you ones who serve so selflessly are making it all possible. Together we shall...